The interesting thing is that all the speakers here, we didn't collude, we didn't get together beforehand to say, you say this and I'll say that. And if it's all planned, and I'm sure it is, the Lord has planned it, because the things dovetail, you know, the messages dovetail together. And I just think that's that happens time and again at these meetings. And it's very interesting to me to sit back and see someone say something which I am then going to take on and develop a little bit further. So let's go ahead and develop it. But I will mention our book, which has got a lot of information in it. Pat and I wrote it, so I can say that at least half the book is extremely good. Pat also edited it. She's a very good editor. Our skill, our background is not in preaching. We are journalists. I was a newspaper editor for 21 years. Pat worked alongside me virtually all our careers. And what we do is actually distill things and present them in a way that ordinary people can understand. Before I became a Christian, in my 30s, I was about 37 when I became a Christian, I didn't really understand what the Lord Jesus was all about. I thought that Christianity was about going to a big old building with stained glass windows. I had no idea about Bible prophecy. Now that we do have a good comprehension of it and we spent a quarter of a century studying it, what we do now is distill it so that even if you've got a copy of our book, they're good to buy and give to people who've never had an introduction to either the faith or to Bible prophecy, because what I haven't got time to do today, but which we do in the book, is set out the biblical framework of everything we're saying and teaching. Because unless we have a Bible reference, it's utterly meaningless. It's just man's opinion. So this is actually a Bible-based presentation, but the teaching and the references are all basically in the book, which is 50% Bible teaching. So if you can get a copy, please do. Right, let's get on. Now, we haven't always got time to bring everything right up to date, but we do every day on our Free Press Online website, and that we update. We also have a Jerusalem news ticker, which comes across with news from the Middle East every day. Extremely interesting. And we put a lot of stuff in the Christian column underneath, but we have world news on there as well, which you would find relevant, I think. So log on when you've got a moment, tell other people about it, because it takes us quite a bit of time to maintain it. And the more people that watch, the more worthwhile it becomes to spend so much time on it. So that's something you can take down and reference. We're talking today about the building of the New World Order and the crash of cash, among other things. And really, we're being overtaken by events. Things are happening so fast. Even yesterday, I heard that small banks were having runs and that the Federal Reserve was again making cash available, even to small institutions. The world is shaking. The pillars that we thought were so solid, you know, every bank, certainly in Britain, they have big pillars outside. They look very imposing. But we now know that some of those pillars were shaky and cracked. And things that men rely on, are not always very solid. The only solid thing is the rock on which we stand. We had a building society, that's a saving and loan in Britain, that did foolish things like your savings and loans did some years ago and your banks did recently. And it was called Northern Rock. And it sort of had the image of solidity, you see, a rock, but it crashed and burned, and everybody calls it Northern Wreck now. So we build our faith on a rock, not Northern Rock. So what comes next? What's going to happen next? Well, you will see that the world is going global. They will tell you that there are all sorts of problems out there which cannot be solved in America, cannot be solved in Europe, can only be solved by the world acting together globally. And I'll show you how some of these things are coming together. Lou Dobbs is one of the very few reporters that I would recommend that you watch. He's on CNN, and he's now probably coming close to the end of his career, and he now feels free to speak out about the things that previously you very seldom or never saw broadcast, because he has been talking about the North American Union. This is what Lou Dobbs said. They are creating a brave new world in which the will of the people is irrelevant. And I thought that was a very brave thing to say. Don't know how much longer he'll be allowed to be on air to say such things. If you are a reporter or an editor trying to tell the truth, the heat is put on, I can tell you, and I can tell you from experience. It's a hard road to hoe. And I was hassled and harassed when I tried to do it, and I won't go into that because I'll say something I shouldn't. But here is Senior George Bush, Senior Bush, and in 1991, the first President Bush said this: "Until now, the world has been divided. Now we can see a new world coming into view, a world in which there is the real prospect of a new world order." When people start talking of this, prick your ears up and listen, because something big is happening. Back in 88, 20 years ago, this is what Gorbachev, then Prime Minister of Russia, said this at the United Nations: "Further progress is now possible only through a quest for universal consensus in the movement towards a new world order." Consensus, coming together, peace and safety, you see. Our new Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, is probably even more a disaster than Tony Blair was. One of the very first things he did was to call for a new world order to tackle climate change, which doesn't actually exist, but nevertheless, it's a good green scare to scare us to death so that we'll do what the new world order people want us to do. And of course, he was talking to the Green Alliance. Very green. Now, one of the very few ways that we can get the truth out is through the web, and there are already moves to control the web. I won't go into that, but make the most of the freedom of the web while we have it, because although there's a lot of rubbish on the web, a lot of evil stuff on the web, there's also a lot of good Christian stuff, and if you're careful what you access, you can be very well informed. A lot of our information comes, well, virtually all of our information today comes to us via the web, via emails, via websites that we know and look at. So we have some links to good websites on our website, and you can click on and have a look at some of the good teachers that are out there. Antichrist will rule this coming one world government. If we look at Revelation chapter 13, verse 7, it tells us he will have authority over every tribe, people, tongue, and nation. How will this be achieved? Well, they have some drastic measures in mind. A lot of the greenies think that the problem with the world is people. You see, if you talk to some of the extreme animal lovers, the extreme greenies, they will say, well, you know, the trouble is people, as if they somehow are not people, you know. This is what Jacques Cousteau said. He was a French underwater explorer and a big greenie in his day. He's dead now. He knows better now. He said, "It's terrible to have to say this. The world population must be stabilized. To do that, we must eliminate 350,000 people per day. This is so horrible to contemplate that we shouldn't even say it. The general situation in which we are involved is lamentable." Now, Noah told you yesterday that at the time of the flood, it was estimated that there were over 9 billion people. There are about 6.7 billion in the world today, so clearly the world can support more people. We are not overpopulated. As you drive around and fly over many parts of the world, all you see underneath, even in America, is nothing. Emptiness, trees, fields, open. We are not overcrowded. We are not overpopulated. In fact, we're probably underpopulated. So don't believe any of this stuff. I call it the big green lie machine, and it's scaring the world into obedience. Very, very few people, hardly any reporter or editor, ever challenges the wild and completely erroneous statements made by green leaders. If we think, if we're brainwashed into thinking, and this is happening very much to your children and grandchildren, you'll have to counter this in your homes. If we think that only drastic measures will, quote, save the planet, unquote, you'll hear this all the time. We've heard it in Europe for years. It's coming much more into America now. If we hear this, we are more likely to obey Big Brother. Most of the green propaganda is untrue. For example, the world has not been getting warmer for the past decade. However, no alternative view is allowed. Most people believe the propaganda. Noah showed you yesterday a report saying 31,000 scientists, PhDs, senior scientists from all around the world have signed a petition saying there is no global warming. Please listen to us. We know what we're talking about. Hardly any news media around the world covered this or carried it. Certainly the BBC in Britain didn't. We call it the Biased Broadcasting Corporation. It's a terrible organization which we have to pay for. We've got this report on our website. If you'd like to look it up and print it off, we've got a lot of stuff rebutting the global non-warming. So look it up and print it out, because we're not just talking about global non-warming. What we're really talking about is the introduction of global government. Remember, any scare will do. Here's Al Gore talking of people who are scary, misleading the gullible. Look up some of the